So in what ways has the Iowa defense improved over the last, whatever it would be, 5 weeks, I guess?
That's how to say everyone. Every way. From the secondary to the front seven, everybody's been stepping up. So it's good.
How does that happen? Is it just reps? Is it just getting used to playing? You got a lot of new faces.
Exactly. New faces, they get used to playing out there on the field on the game day. It's a big change from practice, so you get more comfortable out there. You start performing a little bit better and you're practicing faster and whatnot because you understand what's going on. You know what to expect.
How much is it about knowing what the guy next to you is doing?
Oh, that helps out a lot. You know, you can't just know your assignment. You can't just know D-line. You need to know everything that's going on the football field. That way you get a broader perspective so you know exactly why you do what you have to do.
Does a crowd like they have at Penn State make it tough to play? What do you guys do to try to make sure the crowd doesn't have any impact in the game?
I mean, being on the defensive side of the ball, the crowd usually stays quiet for the offense, so it's not as difficult. But it definitely gets loud up there. You know, we've been up there a couple times, and it can get ear-deafening loud out there. So you just have to work on keeping your focus, maintaining a calm head, and playing your game.
Is the key trying to maybe to get some stops early, make some big plays, and take the crowd out of it right away?
I mean, yeah, you know, it sounds good. You just have to play your best game, and that stuff will come.
When you look at Penn State's offense, what kind of stands out to you?
Penn State is Penn State. Offense, defense, special teams. They have good players, good personnel, coaching, Joe Pa. So, I mean, it's going to be a great place to play. It's going to be a great game. We're just looking forward to it.
You play with or against any of the guys on Penn State?
A lot of guys. I don't know anybody on Penn State's team.
When you were growing up, were there a lot of family and friends and whatnot that liked Penn State?
My uncle's brother-in-law actually played at Penn State. So, you know, I've known about Penn State for quite some time. And plus, being in New Jersey, Penn State, you know, that was the college that everybody rooted for.
Yeah, but I've taken a lot of requests in for tickets this weekend, family and friends.
Yeah, you know, it's about a five-hour drive from where I live. So I have a lot of people that are interested in going to the game.
How much sweeter would a victory be against Penn State because of that for you?
It'd be pretty cool for my family, you know, a lot of my family who can't normally make it to the games and friends to make it to the game and, you know, see us come out victorious. It'd be a great, very great experience for them, I feel so.
Have you guys ever talked about this? And I may be wrong on this, but I believe Jordan to be the only one Jordan Bernstein, that's played in a game. A losing game against Penn State only because he played as a true freshman and then redshirted. Is that a big deal to leave here without ever losing against Penn State?
All of us fifth-year seniors. I mean, I remember watching in the dorm with LeBron, and we felt the sting just as bad as the guys who were playing. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, we were on the team. We lost to them, too. So, he's, you know, it's not a yeah. – I mean, it's just, it was a bad feeling that we would rather not relive.
Where were you what was your vantage point of Adrian's block punt return a couple of years ago?
I was on the sideline, and I remember I think it was Amari or Prater, and they said, you know, defense, we got to score. And lo and behold, Adrian went and blocked the punt, scooped it, and ran it in. So, I mean, he answered the call.
Thomas, I don't want to say Thomas Earl came out of nowhere, because you've known him forever. You guys are both fifth-year seniors. What could you say about his development? I mean, because he, I imagine, was a scout team guy for a long, long time, and I think he started to make his move 2 years ago. Is that about right? Where he was starting to get, you know, into sort of a guy who was being mentioned, at least.
Yeah. Well, Tom was there when we won that pin, when Adrian blocked the field goal, so he was standing right next to me. You know, that's a guy who's been moving along just like I was, and it was more of like a and just keep developing and your time will come. And he's definitely shown that his hard work has paid off. It's paying off. It's progressing. He keeps working hard. He's looking forward to lining up next to him today at practice.
What do you think about a guy who comes all the way from, I think he's from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, comes all the way from there as a walk-up? I mean, he's paying the bills. He's travel. I mean, sacrifice.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guy who loves football, and it clearly shows by the way he plays. And like I said, I look forward to line up with him every day, even Friday walkthrough, because I know that next to me is a guy who passionately loves the game and he's dependable.
Is he as quiet with you guys as he is with us?
Tom is very quiet, you know, and I'm kind of like Clue. His actions definitely speak louder than his words.
Are there any glaring differences you notice between their two quarterbacks, Bolden and McLaurin? Do you study them on film?
They're both, I mean, Penn State is Penn State. They're both very good quarterbacks. You know, that Bolden may say he might be a tad bit more mobile, but at the end of the day, if we do our jobs, it shouldn't matter who we're playing or what team we're playing. Just play our football, we should be all right.
Do you remember much of going up against Bolden last year when you played him here?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, he was a younger guy, so I guess he was getting used to the system. He definitely looks more comfortable back there, so it'll just be interesting.